what we're doing is we are putting our money where our mouth is.
The Erie County Legislature is providing $100,000 to Visit Buffalo Niagara for a campaign urging state lawmakers to approve ride-hailing in upstate New York. Patrick Kaler, president and CEO of Visit Buffalo Niagara, says they are still exploring specifics, but his internal marketing and creative team will prepare the message.
The state legislators in Albany need to hear from upstate, hear the importance of this, to hear firsthand how we're losing business, how we're losing our competitive edge.
Among those lending support to the cause are the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, Buffalo Sabres, and Harbor Center. Michael Gilbert, general manager of Harbor Center and a Sabres executive, is among those who say Buffalo's reputation suffers without ride hailing.
We have almost a million people came through this complex last year alone. Not everybody obviously wanted Uber, but the thousands of people that are come from out of town that stay in the Marriott, that come through here for the hockey tournaments. The single biggest thing we hear all the time is no Uber, no Lyft, why is there no ride sharing?
Buffalo will soon host major sporting events, including the NCAA men's basketball tournament and the World Junior Hockey Championship. Leaders say Uber and Lyft do business in more than 500 cities worldwide, while Buffalo is the largest city in the world without it. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.